continue our journey through the Gospels, and today we want to look at a passage in Colossians that focuses on Jesus. Before we get into the life of Jesus, we are looking at the nature or the person of Jesus. And Paul writes this in Colossians, "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he's the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross." If you want to know what God is like, look no further than Jesus. Let's take a break from John's prologue and consider this parallel passage in Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 20. Here's the breakdown. Jesus makes the invisible visible. He is the exact representation of the Father. He is the firstborn, preeminent over all creation. All things are created through him and for him and are held together by him. Jesus existed before all things. The church, made up of all true believers, is under his leadership. He built the bridge from death to life and was the first to cross over. Every bit of God is found in Jesus. Jesus is supreme. He made the supreme sacrifice as well. Jesus is supreme, and he made the supreme sacrifice as well. By his death on the cross, he made it possible for you and me to have peace with the Father. The question is this: do you have that peace? The follow-up question is, would you like to have that peace? If so, use the following prayer as a guide if you desire peace with God through Jesus. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge you as the one who is supreme over all. I also acknowledge you as the one who can bring me into a relationship with the Father through your death on the cross. I'm sorry for my sins. Thank you for being the perfect sacrifice for my sins. I trust in your work on the cross as the only way I can have peace now and forever with God. In your name I pray. Amen.